Ukraine rewrites maritime warfare while Europe's eastern flank trembles. Russia has formally declared its own Black Sea waters unsafe due to Ukrainian drone attacks, a remarkable inversion driven by one of the most aggressive maritime drone campaigns in modern warfare. According to reporting, 124 Russia-linked ships have been struck in under 2 weeks, including 89 tankers, in a systematic effort to strangle Russian maritime commerce and energy export revenue. The campaign's primary weapon, the Magura Naval Surface Attack Drone, is about to receive a significant production upgrade. Kyiv and Washington have finalized a deal to manufacture Magura drones in the United States, dramatically increasing production capacity beyond what Ukraine's domestic industrial base can sustain under active bombardment, and tying American industrial capacity to Ukrainian offensive capability in a way that is politically harder to unwind than conventional arms transfers. After his meeting with Russian Foreign Minister Lavrov in Manila, Secretary Rubio explicitly stated there has been no change to U.S. weapons policy on Ukraine, a signal to Moscow that Washington is not trading concessions in one conflict for concessions in another. The unusual spectacle of Trump-aligned commentator Laura Loomer interviewing President Zelensky this week has prompted speculation about whether attitudes toward Ukraine's support are shifting within the MAGA political universe. Ukraine also struck a Wildberries warehouse near St. Petersburg, targeting the logistics infrastructure of Russia's largest e-commerce company, a shift from purely military or energy targets toward civilian economic infrastructure deep inside Russian territory that will draw international scrutiny. Meanwhile, Latvia's prime minister warned that Putin is waging hybrid warfare along the country's 217-kilometer border with Russia, a reminder that the conflict is simultaneously a NATO-Russia confrontation playing out in slow motion along the eastern flank. The shooting near the West Bank village of Tel that killed 5 people underscored that other conflicts continue to generate lethal violence with no resolution in sight.